Tuesday, March 16th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. USDA announced the export sale of 1.16 million metric tons of corn to China in the daily reporting system. There's more to come. There are reportedly additional large purchases of up to 3 million metric ton that should soon be reported on top of Tuesday's announced sale. China timed the announcement of the purchases to precede the bilateral meeting Thursday in Anchorage, Alaska, as evidence that they are following through on Phase 1. It only takes weekly corn export sales of 230,000 metric ton to meet the USDA balance sheet corn export forecast. USDA should have to significantly increase exports in future supply-demand reports, as well as increase feed consumption. They're too low on that, too. Hog prices have gone high enough to easily pay the feed bill. There is no prospect of livestock liquidation. Ethanol margins are recovering, as is demand from exports. Domestic gasoline demand should surge this summer as vaccinated Americans hit the road. RBOB ethanol spreads support blending. The USDA's ethanol 4.95 billion bushel corn consumption is also too low. The corn carryover should shrink from 1.5 to near to 1.1 billion bushel. I see no reason that May corn should not best the 574 March contract high. This demand setup will suck up production from 92 plus million acres of 2021 corn production with a trend line yield. When current bull spreads in corn are unwound, new crop will take their turn at new highs. There have been a lot of talk about African swine fever variants and hog herd liquidation in China, but the corn market in China at $10.65 has not reflected the worst predictions. Brazil's safrinha corn crop is in trouble, planted late and likely to go from too wet to too dry. Corn prices are likely to stay high in Brazil, making ours by far the most competitive for the export market. China bought more U.S. corn because ours is cheap. They are sucking up feed wheat and sorghum, so the tide will raise all boats. Funds now have much higher position limits, and elevators will have huge margin calls to finance. Farmers do not have enough grain or soy left to sell to be any major selling factor. That's the picture as I see it. U.S. crushers have been crushing soybeans to get soy oil. The trade has been wound up in long soy oil, short soy meal spreads. Unwinding those spreads would take the weight off of soy meal. As the crush slows as a result of tightening soybean supply, soy meal production will slow. That should produce another leg up in soy meal. Chinese and U.S. representatives are going to have what you could call their first official meeting since the Biden administration was inaugurated in Anchorage, Alaska, Thursday. I have no reason to believe that either side wants to disrupt current trade relations by derailing Phase 1. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Brazil's second crop of corn is at least 75% planted. The last 25% is still expected to be planted despite being way outside the planting window, as producers have committed to contracts or input purchases. This is like planting corn in mid to late June in the upper Midwest. It is rarely, if ever, done, but if it is, a big yield discount is expected. Planters are still rolling where they can in Brazil. The weather forecast we see has the corn production regions turning dry by next week. USDA seems optimistic as they maintain their Brazil corn projections at 109 million metric ton. The second crop would have to produce 86 million metric ton for that to happen. That seems like a lofty goal at this point. The cash flow projections for Brazil's corn ethanol plants will need to be updated. Up until 2014, corn in Brazil was the cheapest on the planet, averaging around $2 a bushel. Between robust exports and domestic consumption from ethanol plants, it's now closer to $6 and could head to $8. 10% of ethanol in Brazil is already derived from corn versus sugarcane, and this should increase. Corn ethanol makes a lot of sense in the Mato Grosso, but market volatility could create major risk for some of these plants that are coming online. Soybean producers in Mato Grosso have already forward sold 23.5% of the 2021-22 crop, which won't even begin planting until September of this year. That compares to 4.5% this time last year, so they are quite eager to lock in profitable prices. In the upcoming season, they should not have a La Nina to have to contend with. The current La Nina is now fading, which cannot happen soon enough as far as we're concerned. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.